Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, scared to kick reality.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got to get the ghetto.
The ghetto, and we got to get the gat. That's how I feel. Get the motherfucking gat. It's a lot going on.
For who?
For anybody who needs it.
Oh.
Anybody who needs to get shot up. With last episode was light it up, light that ass up, and now it's get the gat.
Okay.
And it's so much stuff going on. It's crazy stuff going on. Like, we can get into it in a second, but first, I just feel like, I don't know, my relationship stuff has been wearing me thin.
What's been going on? Because it's been a minute since we've gotten an update post-Christmas.
It's just a lot going on. I think it's a lot going on, but there's nothing going on. It's like at the same time. It's just...
Is he still in the picture?
Trying to be.
Okay.
You know, and I just basically, like, I have pulled back from, like, always initiating things.
Mm.
I'm always the one that making fetch happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of making fetch happen. It's too much going on. And I also would say this, too. 2020 is a continuation of last year. I don't care what nobody say. People act like it's a new year and it is like, it's going to be whole new vibes, whole new energy. No, not really. It's the same shit. 2019 was like, oh, bitch, it's not over.
It's extended.
It's an extended, like extended play. It's like the extended.
It does kind of seem that way.
It's the extended, but it's like the extended play remix. It's a remix. Shit. No, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Mm. It's just a lot. It's just.
Just give it up to God.
I just don't know. I mean, I just nothing has really changed per se. Nothing has really like I feel like it's a lot of trying, but I'm just not convinced.
But is there, you know, trying is that the change? Like, is there change in the trying?
I think so.
Okay.
It's a lot. He's trying to, like, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying not to chop him.
I mean, it takes time.
It does.
Like, it doesn't just happen like overnight.
It does. And I mean, I still, you know, see and notice things.
Mm-hmm. And you will. Forever.
You can fool a fool, but you can't fool a fooler. I see you. I see it. I see it. I see it. I seen it. I knows it. And it comes down to, like, you know, I do enjoy being around him. I do feel comfortable around his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how far that's going to take it.
Gotcha. And that's fair. That's fair.
You know, because... I just...
At some point, y'all just gotta, like,
I just need things to be together. Easy. I just need things to come together. I need support. I can already tell this year is about to be a whole bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to know where everybody stands in my life, period.
That's fair.
And, you know, if I don't really know, I'm like, okay, well, I gotta place you, you know? if I don't know, I gotta place you somewhere because I just got to tend to these other things.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what's going on with you?
Nothing, moved into a new place. So getting that together.
Whoop, whoop.
Getting that together. I've been painting.
Because last time you came, you were saying, like, you had to, like, mount television.
Yep. So I did that.
I was like, who knew that Denver, like, Denver can do it.
Oh, I can.
Anything that needs to be done.
I went to Home Depot, got that drilled, got the holes in the wall, got the cords run through.
And so got that good old showing. Putty and putted it back up.
You listen, I do it all. So I got painting. That took a little longer because I have, like, this column that had to be painted. Mm-hmm. So I did that. Now I want to paint the other rooms.
So if y'all, you love muffins, if you're out there and you hear this, you know, if you need any handiwork.
Denver does it.
Denver does it. Denver does it. He can do it. You know, let him get to it.
Well, wait now. Right now. We don't drill for free. We do not drill for free.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's been fun.
Yeah.
And that's kind of pretty much it. It's just, you know, that and family stuff. You know how that goes.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to cut off my family. Every time I talk to my mama, it's just always something about somebody and something mad about something. They trying to scheme on something. And my cousins, I just, you know, it's just so much.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even know what to begin. Like, that is the reason why I got away. I had to plan my escape.
Right. Otherwise, they'll keep you bound by the stuff. And
they have been doing everything but right. It's like everything but right. It's just a whole, you know, lot. But anyway, speaking of everything but right, let's get into the lovebscott.com moments and topics and things of that nature.
Where do we want to start?
One, I want to start, okay. So there was a post that we posted on the site that, and the reason why I want to start with something else other than Nene, because I just don't, you know, it's been two podcasts in a row. We started with her, so we're just going to start somewhere else. It was a post that went viral on the site, and it was a post about T.I.'s son catching hands in the bathroom. Okay. So we posted it, and it went crazy viral.
It did.
Like, I think on Facebook now, it's reached over, like, 2 or 3 million people. And people were like, well, B. Scott, I didn't know why you would post something like that. Take it down as a mother. I was like, look.
As a mother, teach your son how to fight.
If we are going to sit there and report about T.I.'s daughter's hymen, we will report about the son getting in the bathroom and fighting.
Fighting.
And we wanted to, I felt like the need to point it out because these kids are fighting.
That poor baby.
That poor baby. He's in there fighting. And I don't know why he's not in private school. And when you're famous and you're on television, you are a target.
Homeschool.
But I did, however, get some information that was emailed to me. And we haven't, you know, thoroughly vetted it out. But the information that was given to us is that actually he was trying to jump the boy that he was fighting. And things kind of like, you know, got out of hand. So, and they said they had some video, and we asked them for the video that hasn't been provided yet.
So the thing about that narrative is, if he in fact was trying to jump said boy, where were the fellow jumpers when King was catching those hands?
I don't know.
Did they decide not to jump?
Right.
The audience?
Yeah.
Because jumping implies like multiple people.
Multiple people. But sometimes what happens is, you try to jump somebody and they got hands for everybody.
Could be.
I have seen that happen.
I've seen it too.
You think about three of y'all about to do one thing to this one person, and that person gets all y'all together. Yeah. Like wop, and how you'll kick and sonic boom. It's like all type of things. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, we don't make the news. We just put it, we got to give people what's relevant.
Right.
And I feel like at this moment, I feel like how Jill Scott at one point had to tell people and correct people because, you know, she was saying because she had all of her natural hair and moments and people thought that she couldn't talk about whipping nobody's ass in a song, you know, just because she's just, you know, people think because I think in her one of the things, she's like, people think that, you know, just because I got the nice, you know, the natural hair, you know, she did like a whole little mimic of the people that were criticizing her and basically was saying like, you know, she can kick ass if she needs to. The same applies to us. I'm not little baby Jesus that wrapped up in a manger.
Won't ever be.
Would never want to be. Okay. And so if I want to post a video about people fighting, and let's not get it twisted, the top videos that are on Facebook and all the other places are kind of like those type of videos. We only ran it. We don't specialize in that. We ran it because
it was King.
It was King. And it was T.I.'s child. He's on television. And in addition to that, we went full force with the hymen issue.
We did.
So if I can talk and post about hymens, I can talk and post about people fighting in the bathroom.
Basically.
Okay. And then moving on from that, what's the next topic we want to talk about? I guess we can get into the, let's go and do it.
Just knock it out the way.
Let's go and get to it, get through it.
Well, your girls are lying again. I don't know which one, but one of them.
It was shocking.
Probably both of them.
And it's shocking. And you know what I love about these type of moments is that it gives me so much vindication. Because what she did to me, she turned around and did it to Wendy Williams. Basically, what Nene did was, Wendy got on her show today and said that Nene Leakes, texted her and told her she was quitting Housewives of Atlanta.
So I looked at my phone in between commercials and Nene texts, I'm quitting.
What? Wow.
9:08 this morning.
That is what we call a Wendy exclusive, everybody.
I'm surprised I got it because I have no service in my office, but I got it. Do you think that this is... Now, I have got to say something, but I'm not going to say a whole lot. I know something about Nene that you all will cry, be sad, feel bad for her. She's carrying the weight of a huge thing on her shoulders.
She said that she has some type of big secret that once we find out about it, we're going to be really sad. And then I don't know why they're trying to make Jerry O'Connell still a thing.
I don't know.
If he don't go somewhere and get. So anyway, she's talking to Jerry O'Connell, and then Jerry O'Connell's like, is it her family? Is it Greg? And she said, no, Greg is healthy. He's cancer-free. She said, her health is fine. She said, her kids are fine. So what the hell is it, Wendy?
What could it be?
What is it? And Wendy's delivery is so off. I was like, are you hitting the pipe before you get on television? Okay. So she delivers it awkwardly and says there's some big secret going on. And then we see Nene almost instantaneously get on Instagram and say what now?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Apparently you did, Nene.
Right. And her publicist came out and, I mean, not publicist, a rep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and evidently it's not the same rep that gave me the letter. <No. laughs> So that rep said that, you know,
nothing has been confirmed.
Nothing has been confirmed. Season. She was texting someone, you know, a friend in a private conversation. But let me tell you something like this. Let me tell you. Me and Wendy are very similar. Okay? You don't be texting me shit like that and think that I'm not going to say nothing about it.
Right.
Because that's what we do. I typically don't have Wendy's back, but I got her back on this. Wendy may very well have been high this morning, but however, I don't think that she would make up the fact that Nene texted her that information.
Me neither. And knowing, you know, if that is her true good girlfriend, I'm sure Wendy was like, can I say this on air?
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget the fact that that whole situation with them becoming friends again is just so weird and bizarre to me because Wendy Williams was the reason why Nene did not get her talk show.
Well, one of the reasons.
Yes, but she specifically had a deal or was working on a deal with Deb Mar Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, I think Wendy had said something about how no one wants to see Greg and her in bed or something like that on her show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a years ago. And Nene took offense to it and went in on Nene
and Wendy. And they had that run in at like the Wig Expo or something.
Exactly.
In Atlanta.
Exactly. And then Wendy went to Deb Mar Mercury and said, me or her.
Basically.
And so you have this person that is blocking your check. Now y'all friends again.
Mm-hmm.
Something is that people have gone mad. This is crazy.
I just like when they take pictures together because it really does give me like the dramatic comedy mask from like the old days, two faces. You know, I'm talking about one's like smiling and one's.
Yeah, when I see them together and do that visual, it makes me want to go to church. It makes me want to get right with the Lord so I can stay in favor.
Mm.
And I also heard, let me say this. I'm going to be very clear. I have not revealed any new information about Lanithia. I mean, past what we said about who gave us the note.
Mm-hmm.
And also how I drug her on that particular episode. I have held my tongue. Mm-hmm. And I will continue to hold my tongue. However, somebody has said to me today that they believe it's going to come up at the reunion.
Mm.
Okay. Someone who's connected to the situation, they said they believe it's going to come up at the reunion. And I'm not going to say anything until I see how that plays out. Because if it plays out in a way, and just like I said today to the person who said that to me, I said, yes, you're damn right. If someone gives me an exclusive information and then turns around and lies and degrades me, I'm going to reveal who the source is. And I did that. I mean, not exactly who the source is, but I said from our team, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if, in fact, anybody, and they don't have to be her, if anybody on the Housewives stage talks about me in a derogatory way or lies about the truth of the situation, I will light that ass up.
And I'm a help.
It's going to be like 30 days of lighting that ass up. So I want, and I know that all the respective housewives do listen to this podcast. I want that to be a warning. Please, if anybody has some common sense and some gumption and works with whoever and whatever the situation may be, please let them know that I'm not the one.
Or the two.
Or the two. And I'm sure as hell not the three. So I'm just letting that be known. But I have pulled back from it. Today is that they keep blessing us with bullshit.
Talk about.
You keep asking me with bullshit. Like, she tried to do that to Wendy. Like, she gonna text Wendy. It's so funny. And it's not even just that. It's like, she also pulled a Nicole Murphy. It's like,
It was like the greatest hits.
It's like the greatest hits of fuckery. And I know Wendy is like she is, but I do not believe that Wendy would sit there and make up a bald-faced lie like that. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the bald-faced lie of saying that she's leaving the show, she then went on to say that she has some deep, dark secret that she's hiding that's going to make all of us sad.
I don't know what that could be. Like, I really don't.
And the truth is, NeNe is basically pretty much not on the show right now.
Mm-mm.
Last episode, she was not even there. They edited her out. How many episodes at this point have they edited her out of? Plus the two in the beginning.
I don't know. For their star. Ain't she the star?
And she's supposed to be the head bitch in charge. Mm. And then she said, and then she got on her YouTube and said that Kenya, Candy, and Portia have an alliance. Then she's trying to make this into Big Brother.
Okay.
So now people want you. No, now people have an alliance because you showed your ass.
Right. You the odd one out.
Yeah. It's not like, it ain't even that deep. It ain't even, like, anyway. But going from this NeNe situation and Wendy Williams, let's talk about the other thing. I did a post.
Did Wendy address that fart?
No.
Okay.
And you know she has a fart face too. The way she had that lean to the side. You know when that fart start getting up in that booty hole really deep. And you're like, oh, it's about to come
she
out.
She didn't say anything about
and
it.
And she thought that she could just ease it on out. She's like, she thought it was going to be like, you know how like, you can ease it out sometimes and it don't make it a noise? But that thing said,
not when you mic'd.
That thing said,
oh, bless her. Bless her.
But I did run a story today via 2Fab about Tanya.
Mm.
Tanya responded. She slammed the cookie lady and Kenya about the cheating rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically said that she talked to her man about it and her man said that it was nothing really to it. It was a platonic exchange. There was no exchange of numbers and nothing more, nothing less. And that she was really shocked that Kenya, she kind of felt like, where is this all coming from Kenya? Because she thought that she had a good time with her in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And she also said that she felt that the reaction to her given the information, you know, her basically talking about Kenya wearing a wig or discussing that, it was not an even exchange in terms of the reaction to what she said. She basically said that Kenya, you know, was going too far, overreacted in response to her little her corny fun joke.
Mm.
So yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think bringing somebody's wig to a spa is like a corny fun joke. I feel like she definitely meant, you know, to take a jab.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the cheating thing, I think that, well, Candy and Cynthia, everybody knew. So I really don't know. I just don't care about Tanya.
Yeah.
Like, I like her, but yeah. I don't care.
I just feel like this season, Kenya is like going in with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's safe.
Nobody.
And she might as well just get used to being called the villain. Because she's in everybody's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
And I think it's intentional.
Yeah. She came back. She was like, oh, y'all took this check away from me. And yeah. I got this check back.
So I'm going to make sure I'm involved in all the drama.
Yeah. I'm going to do all the things to everybody at all times. And I'm coming in with Marsha bands. I'm fighting every time you see me with NeNe. I'm even going, after the innocent little lamb, Tanya. I'm like, again, her too. She can get, she won't, she didn't even know, Tanya didn't even know she wanted smoke.
She did. Tanya got caught in the crossfire.
She got caught.
She said, what? My man. And the cookie lady.
It's just, oh my goodness.
It's funny, but it'll be interesting to see NeNe not return next season.
I feel that way. Someone said on Twitter, and it was funny, and it said, it seems like, you know, Bravo's quitting NeNe.
Well. Christina Milian had a baby.
She did. I'm so happy for her.
Bacora.
I'm super duper extremely happy for her. I'm happy that she has found some love.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so fucking fine. I'm mesmerized every time I see him. And what I love the most is how he treats her daughter. It's just like, it's just so beautiful. They, you know, she shares videos of them like having like their little playtime outside, and he's so patient with her. That touches me the most about situations where, you know, where people already have kids and then the person comes in and shows them so much love.
Did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
I did.
How was it? I haven't watched it yet.
It was shocking.
I'm sure.
It shocked me.
I can't wait.
It was like I was watching it and something, something, something. And then, you know, me and Aaron Hernandez had a relationship for, I said, how many years? You know, it was, I think it was the quarterback. Aaron was the cornerback, corner, and he was the quarterback, and they were fucking.
So I remember we ran that story, like a version of that years ago when it was, you know, first being talked about. And we got a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
And then the story kind of died a little bit. Right. So it's interesting to see it back.
Back. It was like it's not over. And and he had so many little tidbits. He was basically saying to the fact that, like, he was one of many. So he wasn't, like, the only one. You know, Aaron had all type of hoes. Gay hoes, you know.
Straight hoes.
Wife. All of it.
Girlfriend, whatever.
And it was fiance. It was too much going on because, that's just one issue. What really gets me is that the two sisters. So his fiance is a sister, and then the guy that he murdered was dating the other sister. Mm-hmm. So when they would go to court, they would sit on both, you know, separate sides of the courtroom, and they both would sit there and react differently to the testimony as it occurred.
It's not funny, but it is funny.
It's crazy.
That is wild.
The guy he killed was called Odin. His name was Odin.
Odin Lloyd.
Odin Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Odin Lloyd. Could be too. It could have been taking loads. I don't know.
Not load. I wasn't ready.
Odin Lloyd was dating the other sister. Mm. And he got convicted in that trial. Mm-hmm. Then went on, it just definitely seemed like Aaron Hernandez was committing the crime and then be like, here's the evidence, come get it. He was like hiding it in plain sight. They literally had footage from his own house that made the case.
Not his own house.
They saw him walking around with the gun after he had shot him.
How long is the documentary? Is it like a couple episodes?
I think it's 3-4 episodes.
Okay.
Then they see he texts her talking about, I got, you know, make sure you get something, you know, check the gift or package or something I have for you in a certain room, right? He texts her that. She goes back there. And then you see her shortly thereafter leaving the house with a garbage bag with a big old gun safe in it.
Oh, Jesus.
You can see it. Literally see it. It's heavy as hell because she's having a hard time pulling it out, but she puts some stuff at the top as if it's going to camouflage this heavy-ass safe in a plastic, black plastic bag. You can literally see that it is a safe. And then they asked her what, in that particular, show her the
what
video.
What is she going to do with it?
Yeah, they showed her the video and they asked her, what did she do with it? And she said she put it in a dumpster. And he said, do you know what dumpster? She said, I do not know. Do you know what's in it? I don't.
Well.
I mean, so needless to say, he was convicted of that crime.
Yeah.
Then it turns out that they searched the cousin's house, the cousin that was loyal to him and would not give up any information. And they found the vehicle that was spotted or, you know, driving away, flying away from a double murder that he committed somewhere else.
They found the blood in it or something like
everything.
Yeah. Crazy.
So it was just, it's good. I mean, Netflix is coming with it. I mean, they're spending $17 billion and it feels like it. And I haven't watched, you know, did you watch the Have and Have Nots extended version on Netflix, the Tyler Perry?
No, I have not. But I've seen, you know, they shot it in 5 days and I've seen all of like the fuck ups, microphones, you know, screenshots, wigs changing. You would think for somebody who has so much money, these things wouldn't happen.
Right.
Hire people for that.
Right.
Employ them.
But the thing about it, I would say this, is he's always been about producing content and having low overhead. So, and you can do that.
But at some point.
You know, I'm saying, but no, you can do that. But then don't rub in our face that you took 5 days to shoot the movie.
Hello.
Then don't rub in our face that you don't have a writer's room. Get it how you want it. Get it how you live it. Do your thing, but don't make it seem like these things are masterpieces.
No, my favorite was there was a scene where they were walking outside. And if you look, you can see two microphones just like waving at the bottom of the screen and they keep moving.
Or the judge in the case had the script in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So doing one of the scenes, the judge literally in one of the shots had the actual script. The strip was like right there in front of him.
And there was the one scene where the girl
How are you going to be reading the script right in front of the camera?
The camera. Because they didn't have time to memorize it.
5 days.
But there was one there like, my daughters need breakfast and the clock is like 4:59 p.m. Y'all just didn't pay attention to that damn thing.
Like, we got to get this done. Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
And they also are probably counting on the fact that most people won't. We have to remember that.
That's true.
Many people don't catch the things that we catch. Like, he is making those shows for middle America.
Mm.
He's making the shows for not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't really feel like they're for the big cities. I feel like there's for, like, you know, the people who...
The Bible Belt.
People who don't really know any better.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Because, you know, we pay attention to stuff like that. That's what we do. We are, you know, we make a business of critiquing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so for people who don't make a big business of critiquing these things, they'll let that slide like it's nothing. And then, you know, he goes and he makes the new movie for $5 and he makes $40 million. And that's how he became a billionaire.
Okay. Speaking of billionaires, Rihanna and hers broke up.
Oh, I saw that coming.
Been new.
Yeah.
We've been new.
It's a lot going on. But he is fine. I don't know.
Single.
And single. And, you know, we might need to slide in them DMs if he had them.
Okay.
And speaking of another billionaire, Oprah has defended her decision to pull back from the documentary of Russell Simmons. And she also said that it's not possible for her to be intimidated by a Russell Simmons. I didn't really hear the specific reason as to why she disavowed or disassociated herself with the movie, other than she said she wanted to get it right.
Right.
So I don't know, but what was it, Oprah? Are you implying that the documentary does not get it right? And then she said this is not a victory lap for Russell Simmons.
Yeah, well, she said it was inconsistencies in the project. And I don't know what that means. Like, what does it mean?
Right.
Like, were you going too hard on somebody because of this evidence, but then not hard enough on somebody else with the same kind of situation? Like, you know, I just wonder. I wonder.
I wonder, too. I don't know. I mean, I think that... The thing about, and I do love Oprah, but watching that, it did seem a little disingenuous to me.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that Russell Simmons and 50 Cent and everybody start doing all this stuff and 50 Cent posting all these memes and things and just so happen right around the same time, right before it comes out at Sundance, you decide to disassociate yourself with the film? So I think that the truth is somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I would have got that from her.
Me too. Monique tried to tell us.
She should have just said, I don't want no smoke.
She tried to tell us. Monique has a Showtime special coming out.
I'm excited about that.
I hope it's good.
Monique is funny as hell. Like, I want the Queens of Comedy back. I want everybody that was on the Queens of Comedy to come back and do a round two. And I also want her to let this whole Netflix situation go.
I hope with this she does. I hope she just lets it be. I hope her thing does really well and that we don't have to hear it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
Sometimes in life, and I had to learn this too, you know, you get disrespected. And, you know, if she feels that Netflix disrespected her, she then can go, and she did go, to another network and got a deal that hopefully will make her feel respected and that it was worthy. I don't know how much more Showtime paid her than Netflix was offering. However, she's going with it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of seemed like, it's like Monique and Friends.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I ain't mad.
Me neither.
I think she's funny. And I do believe that Monique was right. She just went about it wrong.
Yeah. I would agree.
I think she was right. I think she, you know, and then she gave us, I love us for real. That is my thing now. That's what I love to say all the time. I love us for real.
Cam Newton had a baby.
He did.
With his not baby mama.
Mama. Who had four of his babies. And when the last baby, he's trying to get a paternity test.
Ain't that a bitch?
So you're going to cheat on me, go have a baby with somebody else, and then question the validity
of my last baby.
I popped out. Wow. That's why it's like, I'm telling y'all, love muffins don't get in a relationship.
Hey, no. I just, with an athlete.
Don't get in a relationship.
You can't say that.
The shit at some point goes left. Just wait for it. You just ask me, like, literally everybody that you think, you look at them and you think, wow, she didn't have four babies by him. He ain't married her yet, but they basically married. And then they were like, well, basically my ass.
I mean, Dwayne did the same thing. Well, minus the babies.
Dwayne, you mean?
Wade, yeah.
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 There's a lot going on. But speaking of babies, when I tell you Zuri, LeBron James's daughter, mm-hmm. is the cutest little girl ever, and she has a YouTube channel.
No, she doesn't.
And she does. And also, Candy's son has a YouTube channel, too.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
After they, you know what happened was, after that announcement came out that the top YouTuber was this child that reviews toys.
Oh, everybody's babies.
Everybody's like, if you don't get your ass in front of that camera.
I'm about to do one, too.
Where's your baby?
I mean, I'm going to do adult toys.
Oh, shit. I'm done. Oh, my God. I can't. I've been going through so many things. I just don't need this today. Are you going to do adult toys, like sex toys?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why not? I mean, what do? Play with them?
You got to use them.
On the YouTube?
Yeah. I mean,
I'll get demonetized.
You don't have to show it. You can
But
just,
can I just, like, oh. talk about it? So today I tried, whatever.
This is a little bit more girthy.
So I like this one better. This one I feel like lasted longer.
Denver, if you start doing that on YouTube, we're going to have to let you go.
I think it'd be funny.
You would have to start working for Grindr.
I'm just...
You would do a Grindr sponsor.
Hey, shit.
I'm sure. I mean,
God damn it.
I want you
the checks are out there.
As Melania Trump says, be best. I want you to be...
Was that Michelle Obama?
Oh, maybe... Somebody says be best. I want you to be the best.
It's Melania. You're right.
And if you want to, you know, review sex toys and lubrications and those things and nipple clamps, do that.
I mean,
may the force be with you.
Okay. I'll wait for my jet paid for by sex toys.
Right.
I'll be like, oh, damn.
Damn. And then you will be probably like, what do you call it when the platforms, like, they kind of, like, block you, shadow ban you.
Shadow ban. Oh, they're going to demonetize me, shadow ban me, the whole thing.
Dim will be talking to himself. YouTube will be like, oh, you thought shadow ban, thank you. Gotta go. What else is going on in the world?
What else is happening in the world exactly? Ashley Graham had a baby too.
She had a baby. Congratulations to her. I'm happy. It seems like all the people that have been pregnant has been pregnant for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, everybody's like, these pregnancies taking so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long have you been pregnant? Even Christina Milian's pregnant. It's like, y'all have been pregnant forever.
I know.
This baby is baked thoroughly. Mm. Like, I want to know, like, I mean, I need to know how many pounds these babies be wearing because they stay in there the optimal amount of time.
They really do.
It is shocking.
Bad Boys for Life.
Big I need to see
office.
It. Have you
Big
seen it?
Box office? No, I probably will. But it did really well. So I'm happy for Will Smith because he's been going through it at the box office lately.
Yep. This is a huge hit.
Yeah.
It did 100 million so far. And I think as of yesterday, 100 million globally, internationally. That is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And the thing, Will's been trying to do all of these like summer blockbuster movies to like get his thing back. And all he had to do was go back with Martin Lawrence and give the people what they want.
Exactly. Because Gemini wasn't it. I said, you thought I'm going to watch a whole movie, but it was two of you? And I'm not sure right now if I want to see one of you. And it's two. And and they do like the little cheesy special effect to make him look like he was 20. I said, hold on now. Like that little filter. You know the filter they have on Instagram that makes you look 12?
Yeah.
But before I forget, 1917 is amazing movie.
What the hell is that?
1917 is a war movie.
Oh, shit.
And no, I thought that too. I thought it was old shit until I sat down and watched it. I said, oh, shit.
What's it on?
It's on in the movies.
Oh, let me Google.
And it is...
Wait, how did you end up in there? How did you get to 1917?
Because at this point, I just watch everything to come out.
Oh, okay.
I go to iPick or Alamo, and I need something to do to take away, you know, to escape from what all the other shit I think about. And so I go to the movies. And I went to watch it because I saw a meme or I saw a video on Twitter, and they were showing how the real scene and the behind the scenes... were basically the same, you know what I mean? It's like it was
a
just
shot for shot,
a shot for shot, amazing, continuous shot. And the cinematography on that movie is unparalleled. And it feels like almost like you're watching virtual reality. It's like, it's so immersive. It feels like you're right in the trenches with them. You're in the water with them. You discover the dead body at the same time they do. And you start developing this emotional connection to these two men that are given this almost impossible task.
Gotcha. I would win a Golden Globe.
It's amazing. Okay. It's absolutely amazing. And that's why I think it's very important not to judge books by its cover. Because I saw it and was like, I don't want to see no war movie. Ugh, it's going to be like, ain't nobody want to see that. And I stand very thoroughly corrected. Okay. Also, same is true with Parasite. I thought...
Oh, wait, I just bought Parasite. Don't tell me about it because I'm going to watch it on Friday.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you all of it. Okay. I'm just going to say, I thought that it was about a parasite eating these people.
Yeah.
But it's not. And it's so clever.
I'm so excited to watch
it. It's a very, 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 very clever movie.
Yeah. I wanted to see it in theaters, but somebody I wanted to see it with doesn't like watching subtitles. So I had to wait.
Yeah. And the guy, when they, I think he had won, one of the characters in the movie had won a, won the award. He said, basically, if Americans can get past the subtitles, they would discover there are a lot of amazing movies in the world.
I love subtitles.
That was a read.
It was. Like, Veronica was fire. Like, there are a lot of them that I really like.
Basically, they were like, if Americans can read want to read, they can get past. And that's, I also believe that's a fundamental problem with the blogging industry, is that a lot of people who talk about these different posts do not read the post.
They don't.
Please go to the post and read before you choose to comment on it. That's very important, Love Muffins. Reading is fundamental. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to go and somewhat educate yourself about something you're going to probably leave such a polarizing comment about.
Okay.
If you're going to feel strongly about something, make sure you know what you feel strongly about. And there's a lot of that going on. And, there's one thing I forgot. I did see that Miss Nene had said something on her YouTube about, she was trying to be clever. She couldn't just let it go, what I had revealed. So she says something about, to the fact of, like, you know, kudos to the Shade Room for getting it right. And I like the Shade Room,
what,
too.
What about how she spit? Because we didn't talk about that either.
No, she was just talking about general. Okay. The Shade Room for doing it right. not related to her.
Gotcha, just in general.
Yeah, in general. She's doing that because...
I don't like her either.
Exactly. But she's doing that thinking that... that's a way to shade me. And it's not. I support the Shade Room. That's cool. That, I mean, like, they are what's hot right now on Instagram. But if you mosey your ass on over to Facebook and look at that engagement and look at that reach, honey, sister, girl, and then to come on to ComScore and look at the traffic that comes through our site, that's a whole different thing. We're doing two different things. Like, I'm not trying to keep traffic at Instagram.
Hello.
Right now, my damn Instagram is down. We are making our money and our traffic from coming to the website. I've always trained my fan base to come to lovebscott.com. And the difference between Shade Room, you know, and all the other sites is that I have a personality. I am B. Scott. I am a person. I'm a person that will push you all the way back to your panties. Okay? She's, you know, when Nene said what she said, that was like a whole platform said, oh, no, bitch.
Not doing that.
Okay. And that's the problem, too. Like, and that comment that she made also shows her mentality. And that's the reason why the housewives don't band together. I believe in abundance. I don't have to shade no other platform because I'm getting to the money and doing my thing my way on my own platform. God bless everybody else and what they're doing. I can only speak for what B. Scott is doing.
Hello.
So trying to shade me by comparing me to somebody else is does nothing to me. I'll shade you by what you did to yourself.
And she spit.
Yeah. I ain't comparing Nene to nobody else. I'm just talking about who she is and what she's done. Okay? So don't get it twisted. Don't try to start a beef between me and another platform. That's never going to happen. And the truth be told, the people who run the other platform are my fans. They're my Love Muffins. Well before Shade Room and all the other sites that people probably go to, Love B. Scott and B. Scott was here. So those people who then they get to freelance and write those posts or however the situation is, they are my Love Muffins. They read my website to even know how to string together two words.
I think it's weird that people don't think that the platforms actually interact.
Right.
Or talk to each other or know each other.
For sure.
That's what I think is weird. Like, people always think that there's some, like, you know, really nasty behind the scenes competition.
Mm-mm.
As if there's no communication.
Because people expect that because that's how they live their lives.
Right.
Nene expects that of platforms because that's how she is with the other housewives.
Mm-hmm.
If she was smart and made friendships and not been so damn bitter and ungrateful about the blessings she has, she
the
would
blessings.
Not be. Yes, the blessings.
The
she
blessings.
Would, blessings. She wouldn't be in the situation she is right now. When you truly, and this is a life-changing moment for people. Listen, Love Muffins. If you believe in abundance, it will free you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, and like, what's the thing? My daddy used to say this, what you eat don't make me shit. So what any other platform is eating, money they making ain't making me shit. So I'm focused on what makes me shit. I'm focused on my lobster and, you know, my caviar and, you know, whatever pastas I want to eat in a particular night. That's what I'm focusing on. Can I get an amen, somebody?
Hallelujah.
Right. But, I mean, I have nothing but utmost respect. You know, Angela, I think it's her name.
Angie.
She respects me. I respect her. You know what I mean? For all I understand, she's a Love Muffin.
Mm-hmm.
So, ain't no problem. I have recently been very supportive and brought opportunities to other platforms.
Sure have. Now, let's talk about that.
So, the record will show that. So, I not only do I say out my mouth that I'm supportive, I'm putting money where my mouth is in regards to other platforms.
And there it is.
So, be best, be blessed, and take that. Nene. And I think that you, and I think that she should be supporting the Shade Room because that, you know, that's exactly where she belongs.
Oh, spitter.
Nasty. Talking about she didn't spit and you see her literally hawking up. And let me tell you this, even if you pretend to hawk on me, you're going to catch these hands. I don't care who you are. If you act like it, you pretend like it, you say you tried, you did the act, like she said, you did the act.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that act is going to get your ass beat.
Okay.
That's all I need. I don't care. That's across the board. I don't care if you're man, woman, or child.
Not child.
If a child spit on me too, you're going to get bopped too.
Boop.
I'm going to bop you right back in your place. And after you get bopped, I'm going to bop your mama and your daddy.
Okay.
Because they raised you to be spitting on people. Spitting to me is the most disgusting, nasty thing that you could ever do. That's worse than a slap. That's worse than a punch. That's worse than, I don't know,
bottom of the barrel.
You gonna spit on me? You're nasty. The spit in your mouth.
Disgusting.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's move on from let's move on. But I had to address that. Like, it's no, don't be trying to pit people against each other who actually support each other and, you know, have helped each other. And learn from this. Like Tyra Banks said, learn from this. People need... We at one point, people were rooting for her. And she has just made it so difficult. And I don't even have to do that. I don't even have to do nothing extra. I don't even have to reveal the information I know. She's doing a wonderful job of destroying herself. Yep.
Okay, well, some say what nows?
Some say what nows? What is it?
So, say what now? A wrestling dad was arrested after attacking his son's opponent at a high school tournament.
Damn.
So here's what happened. The boy's opponent tackled him in an illegal move that could have paralyzed him. And so the dad rushed the man, tackled him, was like, not my son, and then got arrested.
Oh my goodness.
But I don't blame him.
Parents be getting really involved and really crazy with those sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole situation.
But imagine watching somebody like
almost paralyze
your son.
Yeah.
What else would you do?
Right.
I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. What else would you do?
It's kind of like I saw another thing where it was some case where a mom had went to school and confronted the bully,
mm-hmm.
and got her ass beat.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so bad. I don't mean to laugh, but
sure did.
That student was beating the child's ass and the mama.
Listen, it's yeah.
Get the gat. Just get the gat. It's just some of these things is like, you know, you're not supposed to laugh, but it was.
You can't help it. Otherwise, it'll drive you nuts. Comme des Garçons apologized for having white models in cornrow wigs.
These white people keep messing with us. At this point, I think that they're messing with us just so that
we can talk about it
and bring attention to whatever, like, I don't know.
I would think so.
Fashion show or whatever they're doing, because it was horrible. Like, not only was it cornrows, but it was like the most horrible cornrow wigs possible, or and braids, or whatever it was. It was like these, I don't know what, I like, I just don't understand it.
I don't either.
I didn't even know there was lace fronts for braids.
Oh, there's lace fronts for everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
Yeah, and I guess the last one. So friends used Snapchat to help police find a 14-year-old girl who was being drugged, raped, and held in a motel.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's really sad when kids have to use Snapchat to help find somebody. Like, what are the police doing?
How do they use Snapchat? Oh, they use Snapchat. Oh, they use a friend locator. Like, you can see what the person is. Mm-hmm. My God.
Did the police not think to do that? Y'all got all these resources.
And it seems like the police officer that was filing charges against Odell Beckham for slapping his ass, he's dropped the charges. So I wonder how much Odell paid him.
Probably a pretty penny.
Because that was weird, though. I will say, like, Odell is very playful, but you don't need to be slapping people, police officers, in the ass.
Not at all. Who do you think you are?
Right, and then taunted him.
Like, who do you think
he slapped
you are?
Him. He got a good old handful.
He backed it up.
He said, wap, wap. And then he was looking at him like, what you going, na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
Like, why would you do
that? I will say this. He can slap me in my ass.
Same. Twice.
Yeah. Not just a slap. He can slam my ass.
Cup it and grab it.
Yeah, he can dump in my ass.
Well, all right. It's time to go.
Odell, whatever you want to do, your will be done with my ass.
Yep.
In heaven and in earth. He's so fine.
Or in hell.
And in hell, yep. Odell, me and Odell, I would go to hell for him. Like, we would go.
Oh, hell Beckham.
Oh, hell Beckham. I would be, me, him, and the devil be acting the fool.
I'm sure.
He's so fine. I didn't think he, I mean, even with the blonde hair being gone, he's just.
That made it better to me.
It's just so tasty.
Yeah.
It's just so tasty. It's just.
Okay.
It's a little moment. Anything else you want to
talk
about?
Well, now I'm hungry, so.
We have to pick somebody from the B. Scott podcast Instagram.
Let's do it.
So each week, for you love muffs who don't know, if you go to the go to the podcast, it's called B. Scott Podcast on Instagram. Follow us and leave a comment. You know, pretty much of, you know, any sort. But we I think last week we said, try me, you know, try me and I'm gonna try your ass back. And you guys can say that again for this week. You just need to go to my page and say, try me and I'll try your ass back. And we will pick a winner. And thank you so much for following us on the B. Scott podcast. And hopefully soon we will have our other pages back. But until then, we are using this page, which is managed by other people other than me.
And it ain't me.
It's managed by Studio 71, the person we have the podcast deal with.
So I'm gonna find.
And Denver is looking
a winner.
He is going, and we have to remember who the winners are too, because I haven't
screenshotted.
I haven't sent nobody no money yet, so we got to figure that out.
Oh well, don't text me. Don't DM me. Ask me.
DM Denver. That's right. DM him. Put pressure on him. Know. You can show up at his new place.
Good luck.
Come on now.
What? I want to pick a good one.
Pick a good one. Oh, shit, just pick somebody who left a comment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do Pimp Manda. Pimp Manda.
Pimp Manda.
Yeah,
well, Pimp Manda.
Pimp Manda.
Thank you so much for leaving a comment on B. Scott Podcast and things of that nature.
Yes,
we
yes.
love you so much and we appreciate your support. And until next week, double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com.